23 hours.
Come on,
5 juveniles are from Minwood drowned in Chongwe Dam. Lukanga bus station has sewer connection nears completion. In African news, U.S. holds assistance to Somalia over claims that food aid was illegally seized. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Five male juveniles of Minwood Phase 3 area near Kenneth Kaunda International Airport have died after drowning in a Zambia National Service ZNS Reserve Dam in Chongwe District. The tragic incident occurred on Thursday, January 8, 2026, at around 10 hours at the ZNS Airport Farms Reserve Dam. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi has told Combon Radio News that the boys were swimming in the dam when they failed to resurface. He explains that preliminary investigations indicate that the juveniles were swimming in the ZNS Reserve Dam when one of them noticed that his friends were missing and had failed to resurface. He narrates that the matter was immediately reported to elders in the area, who alerted the Zambia National Service personnel and the police. Mr. Chilabi says the police officers are rushed to the scene and together with ZNS personnel and members of the Kampasa community launched a search operation. He states that during the operation, three bodies were retrieved from the dam at around 15 hours on the same day.
Upon receiving the report, police officers rushed to the scene and working jointly with ZNS personnel and members of the community from Kampasa area conducted a search operation. During the operation, three bodies were retrieved from the dam around 15 hours. The deceased were positively identified as follows. 1. Divine Sopelo, age 11. 2. Angel Mwandira, age 14. And 3. Daniel Mumba, age 10. The search operations continued into the early hours of today, January 9, 2026, during which two additional bodies were retrieved from the same dam. The two were identified as Nkusechera Sakala, age 9, and Chikumbu Sobanda, age 14. This brings the total number of fatalities to 5. Police have since opened an inquiry file into the matter. The scene was processed and all 5 bodies have been deposited at Lake Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and subsequent burial. Further details will be availed in due course.
The longer-standing sewer leakage problem at Lukanga Modena bus station is set to come to an end as Kawe Municipal Council nears completion of works to connect the facility to the Lukanga Water and Sewerage Company main sewer line. The project, which is aimed at addressing a persistent effluent discharge that has affected the travelers and the surrounding Lukanga community, has reached about 90% completion. Confirming the development, Kawe Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sukwa says the local authority has made significant progress through its engineering department. Mr. Sukwa tells Common Radio News in a statement that excavation works, the laying of UPV pipes, and the construction of inspection chambers have all been successfully completed. He explains that the remaining works include the installation of manhole covers, benching, and the final connection of Basa Station sewer line to the Lukanga Water main sewer system. Mr. Sukwa notes that the project covers a 500-meter stretch of sewer line and is expected to be completed by next week. He states that the project will help restore sanitation and improve environmental health at the bus station and in the surrounding community. The leaking sewer line at Lukanga Modena bus station has for some time been a source of concern for commuters, traders and residents due to health and environmental risks. Relatives to a male adult of Kapiriponshi's material compound, identified as Joseph Mulenga, who is alleged to have been assaulted by a mob led by a named woman and her alleged lover, have cried a foul, accusing police of applying double standards. One of the complainant's sisters, Sarah Mulenga, has questioned why her brother, whom they claim was the victim of an assault, has instead been placed in police custody, while the alleged perpetrators, as they reported, remain free. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, the family has wondered what kind of law the police were applying by detaining their brother, whom they say was assaulted by the same people they lodged a complaint against. However, when a Common Radio News Bureau visited the main police station, authorities dismissed the allegations against the police, stating that the medical report presented by the complainant was not consistent with the assault claims. Police officers, speaking off record, further expressed concern that complainants often expect cases to be decided in their favor, even in situations where they may themselves be in conflict with the law. Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta has expressed her satisfaction with the progress being made on the Katunda Road project, which links Katunda to Lukulu and Twatopa.